Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotion. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to the Gospel of Mark again and continuing our way through chapter 6 with a rather large reading going from verse 30 through to 56. But before I read that, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word. We pray that you would bless it to us and use it to nourish us and feed us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The apostles returned to Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a desolate place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place, and the hour is now late. Send them away to go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then he commanded them to sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups by hundreds and by fifties, and taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing, and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them, and they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of the fish, and those who ate the loaves were 5,000 men. Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when the evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them, and about the 4th watch of the night he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astonished, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret, and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him, and ran about the whole region, and began to bring the sick people on their beds, to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countrysides, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And many as touched it were made well. You might be wondering why we're doing such a large portion of Scripture. Sometimes people make a saying. They say, you've got to be careful that you don't miss the forest for the sake of the trees. And the idea is that you focus so closely upon the trees that you miss the glory of the big forest sitting in front of you. The same can be said of the Scriptures. There is something wonderful about pausing very slowly and looking at tiny and teeny bits of the Scriptures. Sometimes it's really helpful to take a step back, thinking of that forest analogy, stepping back from the forest and looking at the whole thing. And what I want us to do here is do something similar to that. I'm going to step back and look at these 3 incidences together. Because when we put them together, we see one beautiful theme running through them really strongly. We get to see something really magnificent and special about the ministry of Jesus Christ, about who he is, about something he said of himself. You might be wondering what that is. Well, in John chapter 10, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd." Remember that very famous, well-known chapter where Jesus talks about his work as the good shepherd. And of course, Jesus is drawing upon that very famous Psalm 23. And when we take those 2 passages and bring them to bear upon this passage, or take this and consider those, you see some real crossovers. In fact, you see the Good Shepherd at work. And so I'd like us to consider that briefly with the time that we have today. Consider, for example, the self-sacrificial nature of the shepherd. Remember in John 10 that Jesus talks about laying down his life. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And of course, he's talking of the cross, but you see a similar theme here in verse 34. Have a look at verse 34 with me from verse 33. They come, they go out to a desolate place, and many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them, and he had compassion upon them. So you can see the picture, can't you? Jesus' disciples have been busy. Jesus welcomes them back and says to them, let's go. Let us go and spend some time together reflecting upon ministry. And the crowds turn up. And what does Jesus do? Rather than taking a rest and saying, sorry, crowds, but I don't want to risk burning out. I've got to prioritize my own health too. Rather than saying, look, I need to care for my disciples, he says, look at these poor sheep. Like sheep scattered. These poor sheep have no shepherd to rely upon. And so he steps into action. Because not only is he a self-sacrificial shepherd, he's a shepherd who has great compassion, doesn't he? So he shows compassion upon them. He looks at them and understands what they truly need, and he feels sorry for them. That's our Jesus Christ. He is filled with pity and compassion as he sees sad and harassed and lonely and defenseless sheep, because their shepherds have failed them. You know, there's a passage in the Old Testament, I think it's in Isaiah, where it talks about the shepherds abusing the sheep, fleecing the sheep for their own gain. And that's exactly what these people were going through. The Pharisees and the Sadducees were failing their task, but Jesus is here. He is compassionate. But then notice also we see the care of the shepherd. And from verse 35 onwards, we get that story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And pay attention to a word here in verse 39. He commanded them all to sit down in groups on the green grass. I wonder if that makes you think of Psalm 23. What does he do? He leads them to pastures, doesn't he? Beside still waters. He prepares a table for them in the presence of their enemies. And here is Jesus doing that exact ministry. As the good shepherd, he comes filled with compassion, filled with care, filled with love. He comes to them and ministers to them and fulfills their needs. Where the disciples are pushing Jesus to send them away, Jesus says, I will not send away the harassed sheep, but I will care for them. I will love them. But then notice also the good shepherd as he shows his care and love for his disciples. We see Jesus going off to pray. We could have a devotion on that by itself, and maybe we should. But Jesus goes off to pray and sends his disciples ahead of him on the boat. And then he goes out walking. And notice a very interesting comment that gets made in verse 48. It says, about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. Now, we can unpack that in a number of ways, but just consider for a moment, set aside some of the technical difficulties. Jesus was intending, his sort of plan was to walk to the other side and meet them over there. That's the direction he was heading. But what happens? He looks and sees the disciples in distress, terrified because they've seen them. And what does he do? He comes to them and says, take heart, it is I, do not be afraid. So the sheep, his disciples, are afraid. They're terrified. And yet he goes and comforts them. As the good shepherd, he doesn't abandon his children in their hour of need. But he goes and he cares for them and he stills the wind, highlighting the beautiful calm and peace that comes from the presence of Jesus Christ. And then in the last section, we see Jesus' mercy. Verse 53 through to the end of the chapter, Jesus turns up in Gennesaret. And what happens? All of the crowds recognize him and they begin bringing all of their people. And what does the good shepherd do? Well, the good shepherd heals them, doesn't he? They implore him that they might just touch the edge of his garment. And He ministers to the people. He teaches the people. He cares for the people. You see, this is the picture of the Good Shepherd who goes out into the world showing mercy and grace and kindness to broken people, and also extends his loving arm to his closest children. And you know, the same is true today. Jesus has not ceased to do this work since he returned to heaven. He continues to do this work. In fact, in one sense, he does it even more prolifically today, because then he could only be upon the sea. He could only be in Gennesaret. He could only be feeding that group of people in the grass. But now he is doing that work through his church. He is doing that work through his people. And so his people go forth on his behalf, on behalf of the Good Shepherd. They go forth and they care for the downtrodden in society. They care for the marginalized. They care for the sufferers. And they proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ has come. And so the challenge for you and I, as we see this wonderful Good Shepherd ministering to his sheep, is will we do likewise? Having been ministered to by Christ, will we go forth and minister as well? Let's pray. Jesus Christ, we thank you for your wonderful office as a Good Shepherd and the way that you care. And we pray that you'd help us to do likewise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you tomorrow.